The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here with our special guest, senior real estate specialist, Chris Pendergast.
Pendergast, yes.
From REMAX out of Hawaii Kai.
That's correct. REMAX Prestige.
Oh, how are you, Chris?
I'm doing great. How about you, Percy?
Pretty good. You know, we're closing up the end of the year. Well, it's only October, you know, but it's something that I think, you know, I've been talking about this for a long time that, you know, we deal in the senior marketplace. And this later part of the year, November, December, we see a lot of family. And hopefully when you have family coming to mainland, you get together, talk about family issues. And so it's, to me, it's really important time that you're coming on the show.
That's great. Yeah. Thanksgiving was probably the most important time for my family growing up.
Oh, really? Now, you had mentioned that your family have a bunch of veterans as well.
Yeah. My son is in the Marines. He's in Okinawa right now. My brother just came back from the Middle East, and he's in Connecticut.
Well, I'll tell you, I give them a lot of credit. I know you say you were drafted in the Vietnam War, during the Vietnam era.
Yeah, I was a senior in high school, and I was number 50 on the draft list. So
senior in high school? I think I remember my older brother being drafted as well. Was it senior in high school?
I was a senior in high school.
Wow. Yeah. So were you 18 already then?
I was 18 at the time, yes.
Wow. So, and you had mentioned that you did not go.
I did not go, but...
I don't blame you guys.
A lot of my friends who went did not come back, so...
Like I was telling you off air that my father's retired Army officer. I'm an Army brat myself. If you guys know what Army brat means, it means you travel around with your dad, being a brat. Well, I wasn't really that bad of a brat, but being drafting around the country, I was born in Germany. But I lived all over the East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, and something that I've now, as I got older, realized it's really been a very big value to me because, you know, being young and Asian and in the mainland, it was very difficult growing up, but it really made me mature.
Yes.
And understand how different cultures live and work. And so today it's really benefited me greatly. I'm sure probably a lot of my family members as well, because we can get along with all types. We understand being ridiculed and prejudiced against. So I give your family a lot of credit. Like I said, I don't believe when I could. I don't think I would have gone.
Yeah, it's a big market here because we've got 8 or 9 military bases here, and they're very supportive of our economy here.
Right, and that's a huge, a lot of people don't think about it. I mean, tourism is very big, but the military is very important. You know, being my father, being an officer, retired, you know, there was a big need. And he actually took 2 tours in Vietnam. I don't know if it was by choice, but back in those days, in the 70s, actually in the 60s, now that I think about it. But I give them a lot of credit. And so, Chris, give our audience that want to know what a senior real estate specialist first is. But first of all, about your background and how many years you've been in the real estate business.
Okay, sure. I'm 21 years in the industry, and some of that time I own my own business, but right now I'm with a big franchise in REMAX. We're in 100 countries around the world and in all 50 states, but we're actually a local family in Hawaii Kai out of Koka Marina. I'm the broker in charge there, and I train people. I help with contracts and do agent support.
And how many agents do you have in Hawaii Kai?
Our branch there has 12 agents. We're a relatively new branch in that area.
And it's called REMAX Prestige.
Prestige, yes.
Okay. What REMAX, now that's been around, that's a franchise. It's been around for a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been around maybe 60 years.
Really? Wow.
And then it's in
one of the largest in the country as well.
It is, and probably the largest in the world.
Really?
Yes.
Now you said 100 countries. I did not know that.
Yeah, 100 countries. Wherever you go and you see the red balloon, red, white, and blue balloon, I feel at home.
Can I ask a stupid question? What's the relevance of a yellow, a red balloon, red and red and blue, blue?
We're supportive of North America. Our owners are Canadian, actually, but we're based in Denver.
Oh.
And we enter a lot of balloon fairs around the country. And
Even like hot air balloons?
Hot air balloons,
oh,
yeah.
I'll tell you, I was talking to my friend just about the other day about that. Ashley Wilson, our art director, went on a balloon ride in Sedona. And I was going, wow, that was a great, he said it was a great thing to do. And I actually was supposed to do it in Napa several years ago. Unfortunately, the president happened to be coming to Napa for vacation, and I didn't get a chance to go because they had a no-fly zone. But now I see the relevance. But, yeah, it's a great icon of a look there.
Yeah, it's very well recognized all around the world.
So. It is. It
and
is.
That's one of the reasons I joined them was for the branding because people –
Yeah, I didn't know it was worldwide.
Yes.
Now, are there the other franchises big? They're not as big as you in terms of worldwideness.
They are. There might be bigger nationally, but
not internationally.
Internationally, we're the
wow,
biggest.
Wow, great! And so you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing. You know, outside of real estate, I didn't realize your resume was tremendous. And I give you a lot of kudos for that. Now you're on the Honolulu Board of Realtors.
Yes, I'm on the Honolulu Board of Realtors. I'm the regional chair for East Oahu.
Oh.
Or the vice chair.
You got to let me know when you have your real estate meetings out in Hawaii Kai.
Absolutely. That's the Waialae Country Club. So
is it?
You,
ooh,
you are food. Welcome to come for breakfast. You'll be my guest.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. and so what exactly for the region? So I see a lot of people move up. Is that eventually some point you may raise to the top and be president of the board or something?
It's an option. I don't know if I want to go that route. Yeah, I like to give back to an industry that has served me so well.
Yeah,
but if you can make it a full time job if you want.
I know. I know several past presidents personally, and I give them a lot of credit. It takes so much time away from your business. But one of the things I did notice on your list of accolades is that you're really involved with the veterans here.
Yeah, I am the president of the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals. It's a national organization. We're in. We have about 60 chapters around the country. Oh. Honolulu chapter is about 3 years old. I'm the third president, and so our goal is to move, our mission is to move people up the food chain from transitional housing into rental, from rental into home ownership. Mm-hmm. The ultimate goal is for veterans to own their own home.
Yeah.
And so we've got some fundraising events coming up that we hope will help us accomplish that.
And so how many realtors are a part of your organization? It's a nonprofit, right?
It's a nonprofit organization. It is a membership organization. The name Veterans Association of Realtors is kind of a misnomer because we're not just for veterans and we're not just for realtors.
Hmm.
Our board, which I'm president of, is you have to be in the industry. But as far as a member, you just have to have a heart for veterans' causes. And there are several causes. There's homelessness, of course.
Sure.
And there's, you might not know it, there are 22... veteran suicides a day. So we have a campaign called Stop, Drop, and Push. So you stop what you're doing, you drop to the ground and do 22 push-ups, and you donate $22.
Well, it must be an expensive meeting there. So how many people are in this organization here in Hawaii?
Here in Hawaii, we've got about 60 people.
Really? Yes. Wow, good for you. Well, let me know. I mean, like I said, I know you have some events are coming up. Why don't you talk about a few of those first of all?
We are in collaboration with a homelessness group called Mo's Heroes. And every Thanksgiving, we are allowed by the Oahu Veterans Center to use their facility and bring in homeless veterans and single soldiers who might be alone on that day or anyone who might not have anywhere else to go, families to spend it with. And join us for free food, free meals. We do the whole works, turkey and ham and corn on the cob and everything that goes with a normal Thanksgiving.
So that's Thursday. I'm looking at my calendar. I forgot what day is Thursday. What day is Thanksgiving this year? It's November 23rd.
Yes.
And that's from, it's for lunch. It's 10 o'clock to 2:30.
Correct.
At the Oahu Veterans Center there. And, you know, what's the area they call that?
Foster Village.
Foster Village, yeah. I keep on saying Cross Point is near Foster Village, but yeah. It's on 1298 Kukila Street.
That's correct.
Actually, I have one of my clients live right across the street there, and I never knew that was a veteran Veterans Center for many, many years. So good for you, Chris. I think it's...
I would encourage anyone who wants to volunteer to help with that.
Call a bunch of realtors. If you're listening, help out Chris here, and we'll give out Chris' number later on. But yeah, it's really important to give back. We try to do a veterans topic in the Generations Magazine once a year. We did one last year. This coming year, we will be doing another one on a feature story about the Gopher Broke movie coming out very shortly on 100th Battalion and the 442nd, how it started, actually. But it's interesting. But yeah, Chris, it's a great event. People want to donate. They can give Chris a call. I'll give you a number anyway right now. Chris's Prendergast's phone number is 388-5555. Oh, that's a cool number.
Yeah, I love it.
I know. I wish I could have an easy one.
People
like
think
that.
I'm a telemarketer with that number.
But yes, Chris Prendergast, the 4th annual Koa Ohana Thanksgiving event there at the Wahoo Veterans Center on November 23rd, Thanksgiving, 10 o'clock to 2:30. But thanks a lot, Chris, on that one. But if you have a couple other events I want to get off right now, what's the next event we got?
We've got, as a national organization, we've teamed up with major banks to give away abandoned homes. We come in, we fix them up. The bank donates them to VA rep. We come in, we fix them up, and we vet some people who might apply to get a mortgage-free home. And then we've given away 200 mortgage-free homes already.
In Hawaii?
Not in Hawaii.
Oh, in the nation.
Nation. Hawaii, they don't want to give away homes because the values are so high.
I get that, sure. Oh.
But what we're doing with this event is raising money to contribute to a vet military family's housing costs, the down payment or the closing costs, things of that nature. So we hope to. We've done it once before, and we gave away $10,000.
Really?
Yeah. That,
wow.
And so we're doing it again. We're trying to host a gala where we can maybe increase that amount.
So that's on December 8th. You know, unfortunately, I got like two events that day. That's a very popular Saturday before the holiday season starts. Let's see my calendar again. Yeah. But anyway, I'll get back to you. I would like to try and support you in some form. That's a Friday.
That is a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. It starts at 6, ends at 10:30. We're going to have a casino there, blackjack, craps, and roulette. We're going to have entertainment and dancing and silent auctions. The whole works.
Includes dinner, too, I'm assuming.
A nice dinner.
Wow, $125 a person just for dinner, all this? That's a great deal, Chris. Yeah.
And then you are helping support the veterans market for helping them get their own home.
Should I call? You should have them call you, or call this the lady here on this flyer here.
Either one, me or Martina Flowers.
Martina Flowers. Her number is 250-8707. That's the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals. Your annual Christmas party.
That's correct. Oh. And we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for donors. We're looking for people to buy tickets. So we're a couple months out. So we need to really step it up.
Yeah. Next year, you got to let me know about the golf tournament. I know you kind of got me late on that.
We've got a golf tournament coming up in April. So,
okay. Okay. Give me a notice about January. I was just going to put it on my calendar for this coming year.
Sure will.
But I did want to give you some time for that because, you know, anything with veterans, Chris, I appreciate your time. It's really important. And so in Hawaii, with the amount of veterans, they have a special program, don't they, when they buy property? And if they have to get shipped out or if they leave, there's certain parameters with that, right?
Yeah, Civil Service Relief Act, which allows them, the bank will allow them to sell their home before without a lot of restrictions.
Right. And also, I think they can, if they're on active duty and deployed, don't they get a break on the mortgage
as well?
That's
correct. They can miss some payments while they're away without any penalties.
Right, without any penalties, right?
Yes.
Well, that's great. I think it's really important. So anyway, Chris, as well, besides your work outside of real estate or outside of selling in real estate, I know you got a new designation. I want to talk about that as well.
Yeah, it's SRES, Seniors Real Estate Specialist. And it's been very eye-opening to me, and it's opened up relations. It's, to me, my business is all about relationship, and so I'm a very, like you might have noticed off the air, very soft-spoken and patient. And
yes, you are. For a realtor, that is, because most realtors are charge.
So yeah. So
I appreciate that, though.
And so our senior community appreciates that too, not the hard selling.
So senior real estate specialists have been around for a little while, but they kind of educate you through workshops on different aspects of how to deal with seniors. Is that correct?
That's correct. In fact, the senior generation is probably the largest one we're dealing right now with. And it starts from what they call the GI generation.
Right.
Which if you were born from 1901 to 1924, you're part of the GI, probably comes out of the World War One era.
Right. It's also very, very the same, I guess, generation we call the greatest generation
as well. The greatest generation.
You know.
And then we move into the what they call the silent generation. And I'm not sure why, but they tend to be more conformist and averse to risk and more industrious and don't question authority.
Do they have what years those are?
Those years are 1925 to 1945.
Yeah, that generation where the parents just came back, the dads just came back, and it was kind of a quiet time, actually.
Yes. And then from there we move into my generation, maybe your generation. I'm not sure. You look young, but the baby boomers.
Well, yeah, I'm a baby boomer. I'm 57.
Okay.
So that was the great era of time. Now, I know you have some information on the baby boom era.
Yeah, the baby boomers. They were born from 46 to 64, and they comprise 25% of all our generation right now.
Yeah.
And they're probably the strongest and most stable generation financially.
So far. We'll get into that a little bit
later
on.
Percy has some.
Well, I mean, that was the era when all the their fathers and parents came back from World War II,
Korean War.
The average couple had a little under four children per couple.
Yes.
Average. And it was an era with John F. Kennedy and he wanted to save the country. We dealt with going on the moon, the Peace Corps, and even today's boomers are really assigned to that kind of generation where they want to still save the world. They're going to give back to the community. They want to travel, but they want to enjoy life as well and live that freedom of life.
They sure do. They are an independent. They like to practice their independence.
Oh, yeah.
And so
very vocal and politically, too.
Yeah. And so and they like to age in place, as you call it.
Well, I was telling somebody yesterday that what you want and what you get is two different things when it comes to aging in place. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on.
So and other than aging in place and independent living, I learn about how to talk to them about their financing options. Who else makes decisions in their whether they want to downsize or cohabit with family members? In fact, I just in escrow now with a property where it's a duplex and side by side, and most of my interested parties were the younger family members wanting their parents to live next door in the duplex because they want them to have that independence of being. Having their own kitchen and their own everything, their own parking, but at the same time they're like 30 seconds away.
Mom to cook dinner and bring it over, wash the clothes. You
they
know,
can if
babysit
they want.
The grandkids.
As if they're at that level or they want their own independence to cook, they have that too because it's two legal duplex kitchens.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that. What if you have you own one side and your new buyer comes in and you don't get along with them? What do you do?
Well, we sold the whole thing as one property.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's another option. They do have some duplexes where you can have that option of selling one side and keeping one side.
Right. But, I mean, what kind of families buy a duplex like that? It's a big family with the parents and the kids next door?
Yeah, it's multi-generational families. There could be three generations living there.
Oh, yeah. I just saw a picture of my friend's family, four generations living together.
Yeah. So in Hawaii, because of our high cost of living, that's the way we have to go.
But did your class talk about the future of the potential of the amount of baby boomers and all the people that want to downsize?
Yeah. That's probably where the real estate market is headed for that generation now. They have to look at their options, whether they want the kids to move in or if they would just rather would downsize their senior housing options like Olaloa in Mililani or Ihilani.
Ilima
Ilehano, yeah. Or if you want, they want something more with more skilled nursing facilities. A lot of the senior housing facilities in town have waiting lists because they're so close in proximity to Queens and to St. Francis.
Well, those are the ones I think is the senior rentals is based off of economics. So it's qualifying, I believe, on a monthly income. And yeah, there's a 3 to 7 year waiting list. I just talked to somebody this last week about that. I said, yeah, that's just the marketplace. Real estate is so expensive in Hawaii. And you know, it's hard to buy, especially by yourself, let alone a senior couple that's on a fixed income.
Yeah.
But I think you've seen articles in the paper about people raising their rents on these senior housing because it is, I think it was as low as $570 for a studio.
Correct. Which is great. Yeah. And people on fixed income that they have to turn to family members sometimes.
Yeah.
So
it can be very difficult though. So I think the average, I was talking to the Social Security lady here, the average Social Security is about $1,100 a month.
Yes.
So if your rent's $500, that's really good for a studio. How do you live on that the whole month?
Yeah, so it's something you have to ask for help sometimes.
Yeah. So what do you expect to get out of the SRES, and what's your plans going forward?
I've always built my business on relationships. So it's not, I don't use it as a money-making tool, but rather to give back again to a segment of our society, as I'm in that same segment too. So I'm going to expect my kids to step up in a few years. So yeah. I'm stepping up now to see how I can help with helping them with their financing options, with tax matters, with aging in place issues, legal matters. I don't directly give advice on those areas, but sure. I direct them to the right people.
Yeah. By any chance, did he talk about reverse mortgages in a class?
Yeah, reverse mortgage, HECM.
Yes, HECM, home equity conversion mortgage. I just did a small advertorial there in this past Tuesday's newspaper about that, about the difference between a HECM and a regular HELOC. So hopefully your instructor was positive about the HECM mortgage, reverse mortgage.
Yeah, she was positive, but she didn't get too much into it. I don't think that was her area of specialty.
Right. It's changed, actually. Like I said, October 2nd actually changed. I wouldn't say dramatically, but a good change there that people need to know about. And so that's really good. So I'm glad they kind of covered those kind of things. Does anything in your class, getting your certification as a senior real estate specialist, anything in class that really kind of made you think about more seriously or like, wow, that's interesting?
Yeah, the aging in place option was really very interesting. Some companies specialize in that, what level the countertops should be at and the light switches and the showers that convert into a bathtub after you get in.
Yeah.
They're pretty technologically advanced.
I think you're going to see a lot more, especially with technology. You've seen an Echo Dot from Amazon and the other one, the iPhone. What do you call that thing where they just talk and say, can you put on my air conditioner? Alexa?
Something.
Something like that.
Yeah, Android, I think, is Alexa.
Oh, okay. But I think it's interesting how you're absolutely right. When people get older, and actually when people don't realize it, as you get older, you actually shrink. I've already lost a quarter of an inch. You know, I used to be 5'10". I'm not 5'10 anymore.
Yeah, so there are companies that have specialized universal designs for aging-in-place
home. That's the word, universal design. Actually, in our magazine, we do have our Nancy Schnurr as our aging-in-place specialist there. It's called CAPS, Certified mm-hmm. Aging-in-Place Specialist. And it's really interesting, and people don't think about these kind of things, huh?
Yeah, so if you would be interested, you don't have to buy a whole new home. You can bring these specialists, and they'll convert your home.
Right.
So that you can be more independent and not have to call people to reach for things for you.
Well, I think what's really important, I've dealt with thousands of families, is that it just makes life easier.
Yes.
You know, and as you get older, you don't want to have all these pains and worries, and, you know, you have to reach up really high for things. I think the toilet seat is really important, you know, having a nice right-sized toilet,
sure.
You know.
But until you reach a certain age, you really don't want to be a bother to anybody. So
right.
Whatever you can adjust to do for yourself,
right.
You feel that independence, you feel that you don't need to bother somebody.
Right. Now, you were talking about aging in place before we started, and you know, decluttering is a huge problem when people want to sell the house, isn't it?
I had a client in Waipahu, husband and wife, they were renting the house, And so the owner wanted to sell that same house. And so we scheduled an appointment with the tenants to see how we can help them find another place. And I could not get through the front door. So I had to, there was piles of newspaper because everything is emotionally and
yeah.
And so there was a lot of emotion in that house. And so we had to selectively tell them what might be of value and have them tell us what was emotionally sensitive to them. So we were very, but we eventually allowed that couple to actually buy the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. So they wouldn't have to declutter. But we did, even though they bought the house, we had about 3 truckloads come and declutter. But I know you have some specialty companies that...
Well, Declutter Hawaii, the Senior Move Manager. In fact, I would recommend all, you, even yourself. I'm not too sure if you've been to the workshop, but you might want to attend the workshop.
Yeah, I plan to.
There's a special way to sort things out, a special way to talk to the seniors, but it makes a lot of sense. And but as you mentioned earlier, there's so much emotion tied to stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the grandkids, the great-grandkids, the kids, and all the photos and all the articles in the paper that relate back to them, that's what they lived for.
Yeah. So. I know my niece who runs Declutter Hawaii was talking about how this one situation had 6 truckloads of stuff. And that stuff was just mail. Their client had 60 years of mail. Every day he would get his mail from the previous day and get the rubber band from the newspaper, wrap it up, put it in a corner of the house to a point it stacked up. He had years and years and years of just mail.
Unread mail.
Well, you know, you have junk mail and junk some red mail, but can you imagine 60 years of mail and 6 truckloads of a truck?
It takes a real special person to be able to navigate a homeowner to through the decluttering process, because you're dealing with sensitive emotions there.
Yeah. So anyway, Chris, I know one of the things that I want to get to before we take a break was that I realized in talking to you at the meeting last month, Chris and I are on the Financial Planning Association board now. Thanks for joining, Chris.
Thank you.
But you were talking about something really special. I have a lot of experience in real estate and financing, but you piqued my ears when you said you specialize in short sales and foreclosures.
That's correct. Back in the early 2000s, there were things called SISA loan, S-I-S-A, which stood for Stated Income, Stated Assets.
Right.
You're the loan officer. You tell me what you make.
Yeah.
You tell me what you own, I will write it down.
Right.
And so they didn't look too far down the future to see that this would catch up with them. And so in 2007, 8, 9 came along, and all those numbers on the paper didn't mean much. And it just caught up with the owners, and the interest rates the interest rates were...
Well, most of them were adjustable.
Adjustable, that's the word I'm looking
and
for.
And a lot of them had a prepayment penalty.
That's correct.
I was involved in subprime business in the mid to late 90s, and we saw that writing on a wall. I actually got out after a couple of years. I could see it coming, that if the real estate market went down, it would really hurt them. And there was a prepayment penalty of 6 months' mortgage.
Correct.
So if your mortgage was $2,000 a month, that's $12,000 you have to pay back. And if there's any differential in the interest, because there was interest rates, but a lot of times it was going negative amortization. And so a lot of them, when it adjusts, it went up 7, 8, 9, 10%. And it was great for the time being, but the market tanked, and that caught a lot of people off guard. And unfortunately, a lot of people lost a lot of property.
Yeah, the combination of the market tanking and the adjustable rates coming due and the devaluation. So people were trying to sell their home, and they couldn't sell it for the amount that they owed on the mortgage. So a short sale means you don't have enough equity in your home to pay off the mortgage.
Right.
And other liens on the property could be a tax lien or a judgment or a HOA lien.
Right. So when you say short sale, so how does you as a realtor get involved?
I go to bat for the homeowner. I'm the intermediary that talks to the bank for them and appeals to the bank to ask the bank to take less than what they owe them. And there is a process of creating a hardship package. okay. where you write a hardship letter. And so we used to tell them, handwrite it and let the tears drip on the page.
Good way to put it there.
And submit that with your financial statement and some other papers, income statements and bank statements to show the bank that you truly cannot afford to continue to pay mortgage on this home. And if they don't accept our offer, then the bank will have to foreclose the property and they will be the ones stuck with a house underwater.
So what happens to the borrower then that he owes more than a house is worth? So the lender forecloses on them. Is that correct?
No, the lender does not foreclose. It continues in the homeowner's name until the day of sale. We market it as a realtor. We market it just like any other property.
I see. Okay.
And we try to get as much as we can, but say the mortgage balance is 500 and the value is 400. We get an offer for 400. We present that to the bank and say, will you please take a $100,000 loss?
Okay.
And so
they say yes or no.
They say they send out their own appraiser.
Right.
So we always tell the owner, there's going to be two appraisals. The one's by the bank. And so we want that house to look messy. We want, don't fix anything. We want that value to come in low so that they see,
I see.
That the value is not there. Take this $400.
Oh, I see.
And then when the buyer's appraiser comes along, we want the value to come in high because we want the buyer to be able to purchase the property.
Right. So what happens when the lenders say, okay, we'll take the loss? What happens then?
So we go through the same escrow process. And during that time, 08 to 12, President Bush signed a Mortgage Relief Act, which if the bank took a $100,000 loss, they would normally send you a 1099-C and make that taxable income.
To the borrower.
To the homeowner.
To the homeowner.
So, but during that time, that Relief Act released the borrower from those taxes. And after 2012, that went away, so you have to turn to your CPA to help you get out of those taxes.
Oh, I see. So since 2012, it doesn't work anymore.
That specific act doesn't work anymore. So the CPA will have to come up with more creative ways to get around those taxes.
So are all the short sales done already by now? This is 2017.
We're in an economy now where the values are pretty high. So there shouldn't be too many short sales unless you're really overpaid at some point in time and you want to sell your house.
Yeah. I think with the economy kind of iffy right now with Trump and everything, I don't know. I feel, you know, at some point down the road, we're seeing a lot more seniors having mortgage balances. And they come to me all the time and say, you know, we can't afford that mortgage payment, you know.
So this is a great time because there's a lot of equity out there for seniors to really consider their options, whether they want to share that mortgage with family members or whether they want to downsize.
Right.
Because they're sitting on a lot of equity.
Right. And so what happens if I come to you and say, Chris, I have a $500,000 mortgage. My house is worth $2 million. I have $1.5 million equity, but I can't afford my mortgage payment.
And I don't see any way around it unless you get help to actually sell the home and get into something where you can't afford the mortgage. Otherwise, the bank will foreclose if you skip too many payments. After four payments, they'll send you what's called a notice of default.
That's right.
Then they'll send you a notice of sale.
Yeah.
And then somebody will knock on your door and say, you're in my house.
We're seeing that lenders don't wait around anymore. They really don't. So anyway, we're here with senior real estate specialist Chris Prendergast from RE/MAX Prestige out in Hawaii Kai. So, Chris, we're going to take a short break, but we're going to continue the conversation about aging in place. And we'll be right back after this short message.
Be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Kaiser Permanente presents a Medicare Moment.
Are you turning 65 this year, wondering what you need to do and know before signing up for Medicare? There's an overwhelming amount of information out there, but where should you turn for help? For answers to these questions and more, tune in to my show, A Medicare Moment with Martha, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. on AM 690 The Answer. Each week, my guests and I will help you navigate through the A's, B's, C's, and D's of Medicare. I'll also interview representatives from Kaiser Permanente about Medicare eligibility, health trends, and more. If you have questions about Medicare, be sure to tune in for helpful information, resources, and insights from some of Hawaii's top Medicare professionals.
This Medicare Moment has been brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, who reminds you to tune into the Medicare Moment with Martha radio show every Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on AM 690, The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change, the benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Oahu's newest senior living community, Ilima at Lehano, is now open in the heart of Kapolei. Within this beautiful new community, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care, you will experience a feeling of ohana that provides a sense of community and peace of mind for our kupuna. A range of spacious apartment styles are available, from large studios to spacious one- and two-bedroom plans, most with a large private lanai. Be one of the first to call Ilima your home. Visit ilimaatlehano.com. Or call 674-8022.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include three meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit PointVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. We have our new October-November issue out on the racks right now. The easiest place to get it statewide is at our state libraries. All the libraries in the state have them, including Lanai, Molokai, and Kauai, and all the rural areas. So check it out. If they ran out, ask them to get some more. They can give us a call. If not, you can subscribe to Generations Magazine just by going online, look in the About Us section. There's a form they can fill out. You can pay on PayPal. It's $12 a year. That's $2 an issue. It's mailed directly to your house. But I would do that. If not, if you go online, you can go to generations808.com and look under the Issues tab on the second to the left, and you can find all the past issues, which is really good. And I can pretty much tell you that is probably one of the most used sections of our website, because people want to find past issues of different topics. Or just go on a search bar on the top and type in, let's say, Social Security or Medicare, and it pull out all the articles that we've done since day one. And it's really important because our website is growing, and the reason why is because we have a website full of resources out there. It's important to find information. All our partners, including Chris Prendergast here, is a partner with the magazine. So we have a lot of trusted experts in the field. And don't forget, all these Generations Radio shows are going to be on our website. And look under the right side, the radio tab. Click on that and all our past shows. And as you guys know, now we have our Generations TV show on OC16 that airs various times of the week, 7 times a week from morning to night. So check it out if you have OC16. If you don't have OC16, go to generations808.com and look on our website. And so the new show that just started last night is featuring Mr. Roy Sukuma, which is a great, great story. Roy is doing great work out there. He's been giving back to the community for a long time, and more specifically with the children of our community and church and schools. Then you have a great story of the Kamaka violin. What am I talking about violin, Chris, here? Talking about the ukulele. And, you know, I found a cool story a couple of weeks ago that out of the blue, this guy knocks on Jake Shimabukuro's doorstep, right, saying, I have this ukulele here. It's one of a kind. It was handmade by the Kamaka family in the 40s. And it's an original. If you ever know what a pineapple ukulele, I did not know what that was, a pineapple-shaped ukulele. And this guy gave it to him out of the blue. It wasn't an accident. It was kind of like they found it in the house with auntie or uncle had it many years ago, and they wanted to give it to somebody that could appreciate it. And so Jake got that. And then just a couple of weeks recently, he gave it to Stacy Hayashi. If you don't know who Stacy Hayashi is, you can Google her. But she is the executive producer of the new film coming out very next month called Go for Broke. It's a story of the beginnings of the 442nd and 100th Battalion. And it's a great, great movie. It'll take you to tears. It'll give you some insight on how it was back in there before Pearl Harbor, how it started after Pearl Harbor, the 100th Battalion. And it's a great, great story. So, Stacy, you did a great job. And I was at the private viewing they did a couple of weeks ago when Jake told this story. But it's heartwarming, and we need to preserve our history. And the gentleman that fought in the 442nd 100th Battalion and MIS as well. So check out the new magazine and the new TV show on OC16. Like I said, it airs 7 times a week. We will have a new show every 2 weeks, and we'll replay them later on next year. But check it out. We got some great stories coming up, including a 103-year-old realtor.
Well,
I don't know if you know who that is.
I've read about him. I forget the name.
Stuart Wade.
Yes.
He's still active. Amazing, amazing guy. I met him probably, you know, I've been in real estate financing since 1988, 20-something years, 28, 29 years ago. And I actually met him back in the 90s, and he was still going. I think at the time he was like in his 80s or something like that, 70s. And I was just amazed how knowledgeable he was and well-spoken he was, and did like a lot of volunteer service like you, Chris. And now his name just popped up a couple of weeks ago. Say, hey, we're going to do a story on Chris Stuart Wade. I said, I know that name. And he's still alive, 103, still active. Still swims and walks and gets out in the community every day. And so you're going to see that on Generations TV in a couple of weeks. So anyway, Chris Prendergast from Remax Prestige out in Hawaii Kai. Chris is a recent SRES, Seniors Real Estate Specialist. And it's really important that, you know, realtors that you work with are knowledgeable how to deal with the family, just all different things with aging. And something that I think, Chris, we're really seeing the future, yeah?
Yes, that is the future because, like we said, we're between the whole mature generation, we're looking at about almost 40% of our population between the baby boomers and the silent generation and the GI generation. Okay.
And then a lot of times when they want to downsize or aging in place, that's another issue. Before I forget, I did want to mention November 18th at the Blaisdell, the mayor's country and craft fair is at the Blaisdell from 9 to 1 o'clock. So that is put on by the City and County Parks and Recs, Stephen and Randy over there, and Generations Partners will be there. And it's important because they're going to have a karaoke contest, and they're going to give away prizes for the winners. As well, they're going to have all kind of Christmas gifts from all the senior clubs within the island. So it's really important to check that out. There's a number of events coming up, including November 13th at the Catholic Charities corporate office on Keamoku and Nehoa. They're going to feature actually a film called Care, and talks about caregiving, by the way.
Great.
And you might want to attend it, Chris. It's from 9 to 12. It's a free event, and we're going to show the film. And we're going to have experts. They're going to be a panel of experts that I'm probably going to moderate. And they're going to talk about different parts of caregiving and why families deal with aging issues and how it's important to talk to families. But that's on November 13th. So check that out. And then anyway, that's about all we have for now. Now, don't forget, you got Chris's events here at the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals. November 23rd, Thanksgiving, from 10 to 2:30 at the Oahu Veterans Center. Really important. And then the association's Christmas party on December 8th, 6 to 10:30. But give Chris a call. Chris, again, your number was
388-5555.
I'll tell you, I tried to get that. You know, but I got my phone number when you couldn't pick your own number or you couldn't transfer your number.
Okay.
So back in those days, it was hard to get a number. How'd you get that kind of number?
I got that number when it was Honolulu Cellular.
Oh, my God. You've been here that long?
And they let me pick that number out.
I had a good friend of mine, Larry, that worked over there. He went from the mortgage business to the cellular, and then he now with State Farm, I think. But, yeah, I remember Honolulu Cellular. I had one of those bricks. Did you have one of those bricks?
I had a brick. I started with a brick.
Really? Yeah. What year was that? Gosh, that was
the early
90s? 1991. Yeah. And what was cool is then the new thing came out. I saw my friend. Wow, you know the brick was like about, what, inch and a half, 2 inches by like.
Yeah, almost 8 inches.
Almost 8 inches, and it was super thick and super heavy.
Yeah.
And then it came out with the slim battery. It cut the whole thing in half, the slim battery, you know. Then they had a car phone. Remember people were calling?
Yeah.
Car phone. Leah, our engineer, going, what? You never saw people carry around a car phone? That was incredible.
It was all part of the progress to get us where we are today.
It was. I mean, the brick, I mean, it's so funny. I was talking to my son. My son's only 13. I was talking to him the other day about he wants to get a cell phone. He's the only one in his class that doesn't have a cell phone. He's 13, seventh grade. I said, you're not getting one, buddy.
Mean daddy.
You know, you got to learn responsibilities. And I was talking about cell phones and that and how they had the brick. And brick, I said, he can't fathom that the phone was that big. I said, go Google it. He's good at it. Go Google it. Read up on it. But it's amazing how time has changed.
And even now, you're out of date if you have a flip phone.
I just saw a guy with a flip phone last week, one of my clients, and I'm like, but see, he only needs it to call out.
Yeah, right. Depends on your needs.
Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, I mean, yeah, gosh, flip phone. It hasn't been that long ago.
Nope.
iPhones have been around, what, 8-9 years?
Yes, so that was the Star Trek generation with the flip phones.
Oh, man, I love my flip phones. I could put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
See, my phone now is kind of, I have a new Moto phone, which I love this phone, by the way, guys. The Moto, you saw the commercial. It's the lightest, thinnest phone on the marketplace. This I can stick in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But the screens today are so high def and so clear. I watch my NFL football games on
this. Oh, same here. I watch a lot of things. Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. I was at a Boy Scout camp, and kids went to sleep like 9 o'clock, and I didn't know what to do with myself. So I watched a whole series of Netflix for 5 hours, and I didn't go to sleep like 2 o'clock in the morning. It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's amazing how time has changed, huh, Chris?
Amazing. And so it's changing that way with our upcoming generations, too, because pretty soon, right after our baby boomers, we've got the Generation X coming up, which is 65 to 76.
when they're born.
Yeah, and then,
that's a way different era, you know. And then of course the millennials.
Millennials were 77 to 94.
But the millennials are supposed to be pretty smart guys because they're supposed to learn from the parents and grandparents, aren't they?
They are. They're supposed to, but they have a different mindset. They're very independent and don't like to really integrate and interact. They prefer to just text. They'd rather, if they're standing next to you, they'd rather text you.
I'll tell you, I dealt with recent Gen X for business, and you're absolutely right. They're independent. They think they know what they know, don't know what they don't know. Don't ask questions. They just do it. It's amazing. So I'm trying to mentor a few of these youngers, how life is and how to respect your elders and how to be very thorough in their work. They're just winging it. They're just trying to get things off the plate and just winging
it. They're very skilled at multitasking.
Oh, they are. That's true. But they're very good on social media.
Yes.
I mean, we have our girl Mapu that works with our social media and our generation's website and promotes our generation TV and radio shows. She is fantastic. She's only 23. She's fantastic, though.
One of the things that confused me is why our social engineers started with Generation X, because then you go to Y, and then you go to Z, and then you run out of letters. So why didn't they start at A or M?
That's why they have millennials. They haven't really thought that far. But I mean, with your family, you have kids, and are you a grandfather yet?
No, I should be, but I'm not. I'm 63.
Oh, well, can you imagine? So think back when your father was 63. He was probably retired, enjoying life, right?
Yeah.
And look at you now. You're still young and vibrant. I'm 57. I mean, I still play like I'm 27. I don't feel the next day like I'm 27, though. But mm-hmm. with my ankle injury and now I pulled the groin muscle last Sunday, you know.
This is one thing that my wife and I do that really keeps us involved, especially with senior communities, is the ballroom dancing.
Oh, you do that?
Yeah. We take lessons on Tuesday. We get involved with shows.
Really?
And, we perform with the Arcadia dancers over at the Arcadia Senior Facility.
Oh, really?
We put on shows once or twice a year.
And so where do you take classes, can I ask? Because I was talking about to my wife. She's not a big dancer, but I love to dance. Ballroom dancing, I'll probably wait another 10 years or so. But where do you take the ballroom dance, can I ask?
Oh, they have chapters all over the island. Mine is in Pearl Ridge area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But they have Mililani, Kapolei, Kailua, Kaneohe.
I did not know.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a story. We got to do a story in Generations Magazine about maybe your group.
That would be great. Yeah.
Are they all older people or people all younger than you? Or are you the instructor?
I would say 50% are over 60.
Wow.
But like myself. And then the others are between 30 to 60.
No, I'm serious. We'd love to do a story and list all the different clubs out there because we're always in the magazine. We're always trying to get people out of the house,
right?
You know, and keep going. But I love the fact that you're doing ballroom dancing. I know Arcadia does a great. Was it the Follies or is that separate?
The Follies. We were part of the Follies show over at the Kaima Key, and I think Wes at Arcadia. Brought some of his residents there, performed with us.
Wow. I was invited to that. I just couldn't go that day.
This is the third year we've done it, and we do routines, and we do dance routines and skits, and Jack Sion was
he's the creator
of that.
Wow, Chris, you're so multi-talented there, huh?
If you saw me dancing, you wouldn't call me talented.
Why?
But
is your wife a good dancer then?
She's much better than me.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm supposed to be leading,
stiff.
But she's kind of pushing me and pulling me.
Right. Oh, that's good for you. Keeps you young. You know.
Keeps my mind kind of thinking, what's the next step?
What would you talk to? You know, we're gonna be finishing up in a couple of minutes, but give me some tips for families because we got to get out of here very soon. But give us some tips what you think families are experiencing right now in terms of downsizing.
Yeah, so you've lived a long, full life and you've accumulated things and you're in a big home, but now you find yourself, the kids are grown and moved on, have their own careers. You don't need all that space anymore.
Right.
So it becomes a family decision what your next move is, whether they should move in with you or whether you should move into a condo. It depends on the level of dependence and independence that you need.
Absolutely.
And so you have to decide whether you want to go to an assisted living facility like the Plaza or 15 Craigside or, like we said, the Arcadia or something more.
The West Side is a beautiful place in Lima, Lejano.
Yes.
You know.
And so they're very beautiful facility out there. They're very community-minded. and they have a vibrant community going there. And so their residents really enjoy it. It's a matter of distance for a lot of people.
Right. Anyway, we're here with Chris Prendergast. Chris, that's it. That's time out. We're all done. So we're here with Chris Prendergast. Again,
388-5555.
You need more information on real estate or want to talk to a senior real estate specialist, he's with RE/MAX Prestige out of Hawaii Kai. Chris, thank you so much. We got to cover that next time. Okay. So anyway, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Aloha.
Aloha. And live well.